If you eat yogurt, the phrase live and active cultures may ring a bell. It refers to good bacteria or probiotics thought to promote health. The buzz around probiotics has led to hundreds of new foods and supplements, as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The idea that fermented milk might aid digestion and immune function goes back centuries. There are biblical references. And in the early 1900s, a Russian Nobel Prize winner promoted yogurt rich in one strain of bacteria that he believed to be good for health. Today, food companies and supplement makers are trying to do the same. Physician Robin Chutkin says with so many new products, she's had to go to the grocery store to do her homework.
Actually, here it is in the dairy section.
A row of specialty yogurts containing probiotics. Chutkin is a digestion specialist with Georgetown University. She says her patients are asking about these products. She picks one up made by Danone called Activia.
Well, a probiotic by definition is any substance that contains live organisms that when ingested has a beneficial effect on the host by altering the body's intestinal microflora.
Basically helping the gut replace bad bacteria with good. At least this is the theory. It may sound simple, but the challenge is figuring out which combination of bacterial strains at which doses might be effective. Chutkin tells her patients not to assume all products will be helpful since they don't need FDA approval. Instead, she urges them to be skeptical. Ask questions.
Number one, has this been studied? Or did a manufacturer give it to 10 of their best friends and guess what? All 10 said, this really helps.
Anecdotal accounts aren't good evidence. In the case of Danone Activia, which contains a strain of bifidobacterium, she's learned the product has been studied. In one trial, healthy volunteers were broken down into two groups. One ate authentic Activia, while the other ate an inactive version of the product where the bacteria had been killed off by heat. At the end of the study, the volunteers eating the authentic stuff had a 21% decrease in something called colon transit time. This means that food passed more quickly out of their bodies. Chutkin says this may reduce the discomfort of constipation and...
From a theoretical point of view, we think moving substances through the colon quickly is important for good health.
So when patients ask her about Activia now, she can't tell them it's superior to other products with bifidobacterium, but she does tell them that there's some evidence the product contains enough good bacteria.
For most claims, we need 5 to 10 billion live bacteria
to see an effect. Many probiotics, she warns, particularly those sold as non-refrigerated pill-form supplements, probably don't contain this much.
Because many of these bacteria are inactivated by heat, by oxygen, by moisture,
making them ineffective. The extent to which products are studied varies greatly. Most good research testing probiotics as a medical treatment for bowel or allergy immune disorders have used either Lactobacillus GG, sold under the name Culturelle, or one called VSL3. In one study completed a few years ago, researchers gave Lactobacillus GG to pregnant women with a history of allergies and then to their infants. They found the babies developed a significantly lower rate of allergic eczema than the control group that did not take probiotics. Harvard gastroenterologist Athos Bousvaros says the findings are very intriguing, but they also raise many more unanswered questions.
For example, is that effect on allergy a long-lived effect? Or as soon as you stop taking the probiotic, you know, does the eczema come back, for example?
Bousvaros' own research testing probiotics on kids with well-managed cases of Crohn's disease found the probiotics did not reduce GI flare-ups. He hopes to do follow-up research on a different population of patients that may benefit more. For now, he tells patients that probiotics probably can't hurt and might, he stresses might, help. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
And a correction, we aired a report last week that said a doctor had found evidence of heart disease in the small arteries that feed blood to the major ones. Well, that's actually backwards. Blood flows from the major arteries of the heart into the smaller ones.